ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamak wa salifi birrika bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك.
Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, this part of the Kumail supplication was under discussion. Ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi, my Allah, my master, my lord, aturaka mu'adhibi binarika ba'da tawhidik, can you be seen tormenting me with your fire after I have professed to your oneness? وَبَعْدَ مَنْ طَوَى عَلَيْهِ قَلْبِي مِنْ مَعْرِفَتِكَ, after your cognition my heart has embraced, وَلَهِجَ بِهِ لِسَانِي مِنْ ذِكْرِكَ, and the remembrance of you my tongue has constantly mentioned, وَاعْتَقَدَهُ ضَمِيرِ مِنْ حُبِّكَ, and the love of you to which my mind has clung, وَبَعْدَ صِدْقِ اعْتِرَافِي وَدُعَائِي خَاضِعًا لِرُبُوبِيَتِكَ, after the sincerity of my confession and my supplication, the humble before your lordship. Since in this excerpt of the Kumail supplication, the words qalb al-damir and of course the word hub is used, the place of which is nowhere but inside the heart, we started discussing cognition of the Almighty Allah, and true cognition only happens inside the heart of the servant. And this is what prepares one to turn toward Allah and receive His mercy. Because in our narrations, we have seen some traditions that highlight the importance of availing the moments of the softening of the heart. And when one is brokenhearted as a result of the hardships and distresses in this world, for turning toward Allah the Exalted through prayer and request. This is what we have seen a lot throughout our traditions. Now, one might wonder, what is the secret behind all this that these moments make the servant receive Allah's mercy? The secret might be lying in the fact that the heart cannot acquire the state of turning toward Allah and that of receiving the mercy, except when it softens. So the acquisition of the state of turning of the heart, and that riqqatul qalb, is really necessary for the one who desires the fact of Allah, and for the one who wishes to attain the state of turning toward Him during the prayers. Let us have a look at one interesting tradition. Ishaq bin Ammar narrates, I said to Abu Abdullah Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it so happens that I supplicate and desire to weep, but I cannot. At times I remember some of my family members who have passed away, so my heart softens and I weep. Is this allowed? He alayhi salam replies, yes, Do remember them, and when your heart becomes tender, do weep and invoke your Lord, the Blessed, the Exalted. This is the importance of Riqqatul Qalb in bringing forth the Almighty Allah's mercy.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity? And despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity, no, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah, God let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, when Imam alayhi salam says, وَعَتَقَدَهُ ضَمِيرِ مِنْ حُبِّكِ, means this belief must happen inside the heart that has been softened beforehand. This state of heart, this state of qalb, is so important that if the state of weeping did not give the supplicant a helping hand to soften his heart, then he should simulate weeping, what we have in our traditions as a tabaki, because this results in weeping, and weeping in turn results the softening of the heart, which subsequently brings forth the mercy of the Almighty Allah, and it opens up the heart of the servant toward Allah. And now he is closer to the station of mercy and rahmah. And interestingly, this is also what has been asked from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It is said that one asked Imam Sadiq, I only simulate weeping when I supplicate, and I cannot weep. So there is only simulation. And Imam alayhi salam says, there is no objection in it. Yes, there is no problem with that. So overall, we can say that the more humble the heart becomes, the closer supplicant will be to the response. And this is what leads the supplicant to say, وَبَعْدَ صِدْقِ اَعْتِرَافِ وَدُعَائِي خَاضِعًا لِرُبُوبِيَتِكِ. After the sincerity of my confession and my supplication, the humble before your lordship. I mean, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that if one believes in the vastness of the mercy of you as the absolute cause, this cannot happen. To see you tormenting such a servant with your fire after he has professed to your oneness, after his heart has totally embraced your cognition, after he has sincerely believed in you, after he has brought forth his sincere supplication, and he has turned his heart humble. And on the contrary, the harsher and harder the heart becomes, the further the supplicant will be from the response of his supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To be close, close to you through